This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for March 24th of 2013.
Hi, I'm here at Peaceful Pines Retirement Home with an elderly man, and we're going to play...
My name's Dwayne.
With an elderly man named Dwayne, and Dwayne is going to play Gears of War Judgment. Let's get started. Okay, so to give you some background, Gears of War Judgment is set 14 years before Gears of War 1 in the weeks following Emergence Day, and stars two of the COG's greatest heroes, Baird and Cole.
I literally didn't understand a word of that.
Great, let's get started.
Am I moving that guy?
Yeah, see, isn't this better than
you? I just got a vibration here. That's pretty exciting at my age.
Probably go most days without feeling anything, huh?
Let's stick with the game here, pal.
Yeah. Anybody that looks like you, don't shoot. Shoot the people that look different from you.
That look different from me.
Kill that guy! Kill that guy! Kill
where?
That guy!
With what?
Over there! Left.
No, I'm holding it down!
This is Halvo Bay. It's like Future Florida.
Man, I'm glad I'm living now.
Hit the red button. You can eviscerate this alien with a chainsaw. Hit the red button.
Oh, there you go.
I'm between a rock and a hard place.
You guys like that one? Shoot the locust.
Locust? Is that what you call them? Grub dunkers?
All right, that's racist.
This one.
Okay,
on the right.
Okay.
Hold it down. Just hold
it
down.
I am.
Why is your leg going?
Man, he's really stuck between a rock and a hard place, huh?
There! How you
So that was the single-player campaign of Gears of War Judgment. What'd you think, Dwayne?
Honestly, I didn't know what it was doing.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Gaming Outsiders Podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows. I'm JC Meadows on the message boards.
I'm Eric Kubik. I'm Cube00 on the message boards.
And I am the ghost of Podcast Past, also known as Nathaniel and Polygon Wizard.
Yeah, it has been a long time, hasn't it,
Nathaniel? Yeah, I looked it up. It's been since the last time I recorded, like, a week shy of 2 months, something
That
almost.
It's
maybe
been,
too shy, a long time.
Yeah, I know it's been almost a month since we've recorded a new show, so you know, I think you only really missed like two shows since then, so it hasn't been too bad.
I missed two shows.
Could be
and
worse.
One of them was the PS4 show that I wanted to do, but schedule just didn't quite work out, sadly.
Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes, but we'll get your opinion on it in later on, because I'm anxious to hear what you think about it too. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. It's been a while since we've been on the air, and finally schedules have meshed, so hopefully this will be our regular time if all goes well. That's what we're planning on anyway. But we'll start the show off like we always do, what we're playing, what we're doing. Nathaniel, why don't you go first, since you hadn't been here for a while?
And I've been doing lots and lots since the last time.
I figured
it's
just
the usual.
Minecraft.
That's what I figured.
Yes. Lots and lots of Minecraft. Quite a bit of Battlefield 3 because the new Endgame DLC came out. So I've been playing a bit of that the last couple weeks.
Is it any good? I haven't played it yet.
It is really good. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's kind of a mixed bag if you listen to, you know, different people's opinions of it, but I'm more positive than most. I don't know. I think a lot of what that comes down to is the game is really old and people have no patience anymore.
Right.
So if these had been maps in the original game, I think everybody would be loving them and having fun. And now that it's an old game, nobody wants to have the patience to actually learn new maps and how people play through them and all that stuff, because there's always a learning process with a new map.
Right.
And, you know, where is everything? Where do people normally go? Where the choke points are? What, you know, some good strategies are? All that stuff. Nobody wants to, like, actually, like, do that anymore.
Right.
So they're a little less patient with it, so it's all like, oh, this is terrible. I was like, no, it's not. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we've got friggin' motorbikes now. You can do wheelies. I mean,
yeah, I heard that was really cool.
Yeah, there's a couple of the maps that are more wide open, and a couple of them that have a lot more like hills and things that I like, because then it makes the motorbikes more fun. One map even has actual literal ramps. or the motorbikes to go kind of this. It's got kind of a river going through the middle of it, so you can kind of use the ramps or a hill to kind of jump over it. And it's really fun. The one I really like the motorbikes for is either Rush or the new Capture the Flag. Well, Capture the Flag isn't new, but it's the new mode in this DLC. It's right. Very good for getting somewhere quickly and flanking somewhere quickly. So in Rush, it's like good for defense or attack, really. You can get around to the behind the other team and wreak havoc on them. Same with sort of Capture the Flag. You can kind of get in behind the base really quickly or get somewhere quickly by going way outside of the map and coming back in or whatever.
Yeah, cool. I think when we're done with the show, I'm going to have to hop back in and download some stuff.
Yeah, I haven't downloaded it yet. I have it on 360, but I haven't downloaded the new update yet for it. I haven't had the chance to. I really haven't had my 360 on much, to be honest with you.
It'll take you a little while. As always, the Battlefield updates are quite large.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's four new maps. You can now unlock the S-Tac pistol, which used to be a DICE employee-only thing, which is like a 1911 with a silencer and a tac light on it, hence S-Tac. So it's not that big a deal. You have to do some sort of a silent forwarder that I haven't done yet. I don't remember. Because you have to unlock the ability to unlock it. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to finish the prerequisite, and then you can do the things. So if it was just I just had to do the things to unlock it, I probably could have had it by now, because it's like 20 headshots with pistols and running some motorbike or something like that.
Something crazy.
They make it a little bit tougher to get.
Right.
That's easy. It's just the fact that I can't quite do it yet, so nothing counts towards it yet.
Yeah. That's cool. Also
anti-air jeeps in that DLC, which are fun.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. That's pretty sweet.
I've been playing a lot in those.
How's Minecraft going?
Minecraft is awesome. I just love that game to death. I've been playing all sorts of different things with it. In my single player, I was up to like episode 10. I just put out on my YouTube videos, I got episode 10 out.
Wow.
And then I've been doing a lot of, you know, the multiplayer side of stuff, like a little bit after the last time I recorded, so it's been a while now. It was a thing we did called Ultra Hardcore, which I don't know if you watch Minecraft on YouTube, the Mindcrack guys have done it several times in the past, and it's basically a thing that makes it where your health does not regenerate.
Oh wow!
So every time you take damage, it's permanent unless you get you can craft, I think, a golden apple or the golden melon, whatever. I think it's glistening melon, glistering. I forget but anyway. You put gold on the melon and it's shiny, and then that's the only thing. Those two things are the only thing you can do to restore health.
Shiny
and those
melons
are hard to get because you have to get the gold for it, and you have to get the melon. You'd have to find seeds and grow it, which the seeds are hard to find because you're all starting from scratch. You can only get those in, I think it's like chests and the abandoned mines or something.
Wow.
The place you can get those. Then the apples you can get from trees if you're lucky, so you can usually get an apple. That's not too bad.
Yeah,
they're just a little bit more rare than the saplings. So you get an apple, but then you still have to go down and get the gold, and it's more expensive than in regular Minecraft. You have to use like full blocks or full ingots or something instead of little nuggets, so it's a lot more expensive, so it's a lot harder to get. Plus, when you are going down in these caves where all the gold would be, you get all the mobs that are going to swarm you. Not careful, because it's all dark and dangerous down there. So
right.
It's like, well, I need this stuff to be able to restore my health, but trying to get there to get it is dangerous, and I might die trying to get it. Wow. So it's all very intense. It's kind of fun. So I did four videos of that, just recorded the whole session.
Jeez.
Split it up, and it's kind of fun to watch. Because you're all like, whoever's playing is all like, oh my gosh, am I gonna die? So I actually had a pretty good ending to it. I was down and I went into this abandoned mine shaft that I found deep down in the cave, and then fell through into a gigantic cave system and went out with killing about three or four mobs while three or four more were attacking me. Skeletons are the worst enemy in that mode because they can shoot you at range.
Right.
And you can't heal from it, so you either have to have been lucky enough to craft a bow and arrow, special arrows to shoot, in which case you'll still probably get shot because they're damned accurate. Or you have to work your way up close and just wail on them with a sword, and the skeletons are death, man.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
A lot of fun. It's sort of a different way to play Minecraft, and it's a lot different. It makes it sort of that scary feeling when you're first starting out Minecraft.
Right.
And when regen health. It's kind of the same thing, except a little bit more so.
It's kind of like, what is it that they have in Diablo 3? The once you're dead, your character's dead, he's dead. I forget what they call that. Golly, I couldn't play a game like that though. You know, you were
probably like hardcore mode.
Yeah, I think it's hardcore. I think it's what it is. It's like you play and play and play for 20-30 hours, and then you finally die, and you have to start completely over again. I'm like, no.
So this is a multiplayer event, and I think we had was it 20 people in it?
Wow.
Maybe not quite that many. I can't remember. I'd have to go look it up.
Yeah.
How many people we actually had participate, and. We'll probably do it again sometime, and if we do, we'll have to make the map smaller because we only had like one player versus player encounter because the map was too big.
Yeah.
Because usually you kind of want to mix. You have like all the whole survival element of like, oh no, the mob's going to get me at night. And then also it's like, oh, you know, sneak up and hunt other players as well. And we didn't get as much of that because the map was too big.
Right. Yeah, everybody kind of spread out a little bit.
But hey, you know, first time, you know, you figure stuff out, so.
Right.
Been doing a bunch of that, and then we've been doing other things on the actual like multiplayer server because the UHC stuff is on like a newly generated map. But got the whole multiplayer server. I've been on building all sorts of stuff. I've got like my own base. I'm doing steampunk style builds, and then we've started sort of a city plot where everybody gets sort of a 20x20 square, and they build whatever the heck they want.
Cool.
So I've built a giant tower that I'm going to try and make as tall as I can.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
A couple other people are like doing a height race.
Oh gosh, is that the one you posted?
A height cold war is like, oh, you're taller than me now. No, now I'm taller than you.
Is that the one you posted the picture of in the forums?
Yeah, I posted a couple screenshots. Yeah, it's taller than that now, even.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right now, I think it's 107 blocks tall.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
From base to top, and I still have plenty of height because the height ceiling is like up to 255, and so I think I'm up at 170 something right now, something because the ground is like 60 something where you started. You're not starting at zero because that's bedrock.
Right.
Wow. So it's pretty tall. I'm going to stop where I am at the moment and go back and make the rest of it prettier, add some decoration and stuff on it, and then make it taller. Who knows? We'll see.
Cool. Very cool.
But, you know, there's all sorts of other stuff. Somebody built a giant hourglass. Somebody built a giant dirt block. You know, somebody's built just, you know, cool houses. So it was kind of one of those things like, hey, let's get everybody on the server in the same area and just build this crazy, weird kind of city thing. And if it takes off, maybe we'll expand it later and, you know, that'll be the downtown. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's cool when you can get everybody together in one place.
So, yeah, we had also Minecraft 1.5 just came out, the huge update.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how big was the update?
Oh, it's pretty big. Like, I did a overview video of it listing all the different stuff, but there's a new quartz ore you can get in the Nether that you can turn into blocks.
Cool.
So you can have quartz blocks, a few different kinds, and make them into stairs and stuff. And you also use them in a couple new, like, redstone devices. It was the redstone update was what they were calling it. So there's a lot of stuff to do with redstone that's different. Like, there's signal strength now.
Hmm.
So it'll go over certain numbers of blocks and different things will output different types of signal strength and you can do stuff with that. They have a new thing that is called a comparator where you have two signals coming in it and it will compare them, and if signal A is bigger than signal B, then it will have an output. So you can use that in machines that I'm probably not smart enough to build. You've got they put a daylight sensor in there, so no more weird, complicated machines to do that. You used to still be able to do that with, you know, crazy different contraptions that people would, you know, put the circuitry of what existed, and you could come up with one. But now you just have a little block. You can do a daylight sensor that they added in there.
Hmm. So what you're saying is there's more possibilities, and the possibilities are endless.
Yes, they added trap chests. They added a thing called a hopper. There's like a little funnel that you can. It will funnel objects directly into chests or furnaces or anything like that.
Hmm.
So you can set up automated like farming systems or automated like
that's kinda cool.
Smelting systems for your mines, stuff like that. Wow. What else is new? They have you can put TNT into minecarts now. They added a thing called a dropper, which is exactly like the dispenser, except for it will just drop every single item, and you know whatever you put in it. When it's activated, it will drop it out. Whereas the dispenser, like before, it used to be like arrows you put in there, it will actually shoot the arrows for the dispenser. So now the dropper will just drop actual arrows out of it instead of shooting you. And then so because of that, they also added the dispenser had changes where some of the items now will also be activated. So like TNT now will be activated if it drops out of a dispenser. Stuff like that. You can put water in there, which you used to be able to do. You can now put bone meal in it, so you can make sort of automatic bone meal things, machines for, you know, farming crops. Let's see, what else is in there? They nerfed bone meal, so now it takes more than one to do different plants, and trees are even more. It's kind of crazy how much it takes now to do stuff.
Sounds like they added a ton.
Oh yeah, they added a few more things with interface clicking. So now you can click and drag.
Oh, that's nice. So
you have a stack of items instead of having to click one by one by one. Or, you know, like you used to when you're crafting something like, say, stairs that you put in a stair shape. So you have, like, you know, however many that is. Six, I think. Whatever. Yeah, six spots that you have to put stuff in. You used to put it down either one by one, or you put it down and you could split the stack in half by right-clicking on it, and split it again, split it again, keep going. But now you can just, you know, click and drag. If you click and drag with the left, it will evenly distribute the whole stack over however many spots you drag over. Mm-hmm. And if you right-click and drag, it'll do it, just leave just one behind in every spot. So it makes a lot of things quicker.
Yeah, that would make it a lot quicker. So now, go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing they added was double-clicking. So if you have, like, all those stuff left over in your crafting table, or, you know, just have a bunch of stuff that's the same item in your inventory, but, you know, you got half a stack here, half a stack there.
Right.
If you don't click on it, it will gather them all into a full stack for you.
Oh, so that's nice. Then
click them one by one. Yeah. So there's just a little things that is, I think, one of the things I'm most excited about so far, is just because it makes some stuff easier for just inventory management, which you're doing all the time.
Right. A lot of quality of life issues taken care of, helps out with. That's cool. That's really cool.
Ooh, you can also craft redstone into a pretty red block now.
That's cool. Man.
Just for cosmetic purposes.
No, it also does it still does a redstone signal, so you can use it in machines and push it around with pistons, so you couldn't do that with torches before. So I'm sure there's some cool ways you can exploit that. I haven't really gotten to experiment with it yet, but yeah, it's a big red block. So it also helps for, you know, if your inventory, if your chests are full of redstone dust, you can now craft them into blocks so they take up less space.
Nice. Very cool.
So yes, it's a very, very big update, and I'm sure I've forgotten a few things as well, but lots and lots of things. I've experimented with a little bit of it so far.
Nice. Very cool. I'll go next. I haven't been playing too much. I have been playing the new Tomb Raider game on, I bought it on 360. It's a very cool game. I like it a lot. Very pretty. Probably one of the best looking games on the 360 that I've seen so far. I'm probably only about halfway through it. I keep playing Sim City. That's what keeps sucking me in. I think I played it, golly, I think it was last Friday night. I stayed up to 6 in the morning playing it, and like the next Saturday night, I stayed up another 5 hours. It was insane. That was one of the first games that I ever got when I bought a PC that could actually run it, the original SimCity. And when the new one came out, I was like, man, I gotta have it, because it's just, it's great. And all the issues that everybody was complaining about are totally gone. You still have to run it through that stupid Origin, though, but... Yeah,
Origin sucks.
Yeah,
that's cool though. That's cool that you put so much time into it. That's what I've heard. People just, you know, get into it and they play and they just have a lot of fun. How's the? Sorry to interrupt. I do have a question. How's this whole like online interaction? Can you, if you have somebody on your friends list in Origin playing and you're playing online, do you get to like check out their city too?
Yes. You can. What you can do is like the region that you're in. There's like four different places beside where you build your city, and you can be a mayor of more than one town. So if you want to, you know, if you want to go beside you and build another city and still have, you know, both cities at the same time, you can. But what's cool is if you have people on your friends list, you can invite them into your region to build a city, and then you can kind of work together. Like if like my town's running low on power or something like that, I can buy power from your city and use it in mine, or I can buy trash or, you know, shopping and stuff like that. And they'll commute between cities, and you can go visit cities and look around and things like that. It's kind of weird because it's always online, and even if you play single player, you're online, and I know why they do that for
so
the security.
You have to run the client then.
You
so
have
what
to.
Happens if? What happens if your internet takes a crap, sorry, excuse my language, breaks for like 2 weeks?
Well,
screwed?
Yep, you can't play it. It will not boot up without an internet connection.
At least At least you play lets you play.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I have noticed sometimes when, you know, especially the first, you know, 2 or 3 days I was playing it, you kind of click on things and there would be like a delay, or you couldn't click on one little block for some reason. And I guess it's server lag. It's just really weird. But I mean, your city doesn't even save on your computer. It is all online.
A little wary.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, but the fun factor to me is outweighs it all. Because that's just one of those games that I can start playing, and before long, I know I've sat here at the computer for like 4 hours and not even thought about it.
Your wife starts yelling at you.
No, usually she's in bed. So
lucky.
Yeah. So next thing I know, it's like 4 a.m, and I'm like, oh crap! You know, I got to get up and do some stuff on Saturday. You know, and
I got to go to work. Yeah.
No, I refuse to play it on nights that I have to work because I don't even.
You're a smart man. Yeah. You're better than a lot of us.
I can't do it because I won't stop playing it. I know better.
I'm pretty sure I tore through like four to five hours of Metal Gear Solid. Like back in the day, because I wanted to finish it, and it was like a Sunday night. I got done at like 2, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta be working like 5 hours. This is gonna suck."
I used to be able to do that, but I can't do it anymore. That's for sure.
I can't. I got too much going on.
Yeah.
So, have you been playing anything else?
Well, I did buy Crysis 3 for the PlayStation 3. I have only done the training mission. Looks really cool.
Here it looks really good on PC.
Yeah, that's what I hear
too.
You
got a PC that can really push it.
Well, and that's what I was hoping that they were going to give the free game would be Crysis. I was going to pick it up then, because Crysis 1 and 2 look phenomenal on my PC, so I knew 3 would look really good. But, you know, I think GameStop had it for like $40 brand new a couple of weeks ago, so I was like, I couldn't pass it up. And
you need to. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no,
have you played the Hunter? Oh, you haven't played the Hunter multiplayer mode. That is cool. I really like that in the beta where there's like a group of hunters.
Yeah.
You guys are stealth with the bows, and then they got a group of soldiers. And it is so much fun. I never got tired of that.
Yeah, that's the only reason I bought it was because of that. But I haven't started playing it yet because I still want to finish Tomb Raider, which I'm going to try to finish tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, I bought God of War as well, but I've only played maybe the first quarter of that. I know. Well, this is my last hurrah for games till probably June. I found out my dog has Cushing's disease, so we're going to have to do surgery. And
I don't know what that is, but I'm deeply sorry.
It's a tumor on the pituitary gland of her brain. And it causes her liver to swell and her kidney stones and stuff. So she has a stone in her bladder. That's why she has to go to the bathroom all the time.
Sounds terrible.
It is. It could be worse, I guess. But, you know, we went to the vet Monday and spent $1,000 to figure out what was wrong with her. And then we're going to have to spend another $2,000 or $3,000 to get the stone out. So it's like, ugh. So there goes all my gaming money and everything like that. But that's okay, you know. So
yeah, pets are usually worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And besides, I mean, I haven't really seen any must-haves the next couple months. I can be okay.
I mean, Bioshock.
Other than Bioshock.
Yeah, I mean, that's Bioshock, you know, and then the next one that's coming out that I'm really interested in is The Last of Us, and that doesn't come out till June, so.
Yeah,
I still got time to play. So I've got enough games to tide me over anyway that I haven't even finished. I still got to finish Dead Space 2, so, or Dead Space 3, so, you know. But what have you been playing, Eric?
I have not been playing very much. I've been really busy with work. Part of the problem, I haven't been able to do a show. Mm-hmm. I did manage to buy and finish Tomb Raider, about a week's worth of time. It's about a 15-hour game, more if you want to go back and collect everything. It is really good. It looks fantastic on PC.
I bet.
I don't care what people say about PS3 or 360. On PC, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Lighting effects.
The Tress effects on yours?
Yes. Excellent.
Is your hair crazy every once in a while, or is yours run pretty well?
No, it runs fine. I haven't really noticed too much. And I only have like a mid-range gaming machine.
Glitch is where it's freaking out, so I was just wondering if you'd ran into that or not.
No, I didn't. I had no problems. But then again, no, most of the people I read that had issues were NVIDIA card users.
Yeah.
ATI cards. So, no, it looks good. It's fun. Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics have done a great job. It's going to reboot of the series. I'll have a review up in a couple days on Goozer Nation. You guys should all read it. But it's good. I like it. Very impressed and glad I picked it up. And I tried a little bit of the multiplayer, but I was like, it feels kind of tacked on.
I haven't even tried the multiplayer. Didn't even download the came with a code for some multiplayer map and something. I didn't even download it. I haven't even tried it yet.
I didn't even know it had multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played a Tomb Raider game since like Tomb Raider 3. Right. So I played Guardians of Light. That's pretty cool. But
oh yeah, that one's really good.
I really haven't
not
you
really
know, like Underworld or anything else really. So you know,
I hadn't either.
My Tomb Raider experience is old school Lara Croft, where
right.
there are other focuses on the game.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, what I really liked about the Tomb Raider game was there was genuinely times that I cringed at certain parts of that game. Like, not to give any spoilers away, but right at the beginning, when you fall, you know where I'm talking about, where you catch that thing on fire and you fall, and you look at the perspective from the spike in the floor that she hits.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
I'm
a couple
sure that's
times.
Really a spoiler. That's been in like trailers and gameplay demos.
There's a couple other things you're going to see later on where it's like, "Oh."
Yeah.
I died a lot actually too.
I really want to play that game. It looks awesome and all the good things I'm hearing about it just makes me sad that I can't get it yet.
Yeah. I mean,
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say I wasn't going to get it. I was originally going to wait till it dropped in price, but Target had the Steelbook edition for 360, so I bought it at Target when it came out because the steelbooks were real rare to get a hold of, and I'm so glad I spent $60 on it because it's a good game.
I've also I also picked up a little DayZ and Arma and all that stuff. A couple guys at work got me into that, and I've been playing a little bit of that with them. And that's kind of fun as long as you find a server where you start out with equipment and play with people you know, so you're not entirely screwed. And have you played any of that, you guys?
I
have not played it because it's not really my type of thing. I've watched videos on it, and I have friends who play it. Their problem with it anymore is like hackers have long since like plagued that thing, and so it's very, very hard to find a server that you can actually play it.
Yeah.
it's interesting. It's entertaining. I think it's kind of cool that a bunch of us from work are playing it, so that keeps it.
It's definitely one you want to play with people.
It's very easy to install. With the Steam has made it very easy to install. Mm. So it's fun. It's pretty cool. I haven't really played very much else. I mean, I'm looking at my PS2 shelf here, or PS3 shelf, and I'm thinking, oh, look, there's Resident Evil 6 still sealed, and Assassin's Creed 3, but now with the announcement of the new Assassin's Creed game coming out.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll never get to 3 at this rate. Yeah. I should just get rid of it, probably.
It's kind of like my problem. I got a few, except not on my shelf, it's my Steam library. It's like, oh, look at that game that I bought that I still haven't played, and oh, look at that one that I still haven't played. Yeah. Like Sleeping Dogs, I've gone in there, I haven't played it, and field a couple other ones, like I got them cheap around Christmas and still haven't really played other than to boot it up. Like, yes, this runs. Okay.
Right.
It's made it, I think having games cheap on Steam has made it my backlog worse, actually.
Oh,
it's like, ooh, $20. Okay. Ooh, $25. I'll play it someday.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, ooh, $5. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. and mine's like that. That's why I have so many. It's just I haven't played half of them. It's insane. Then
I got that. Got 140 gig or 256 gigabyte SSD drive. I got to throw on my computer too to run some of those games and run my OS.
Nice.
Got that from a friend, so that'll be nice. Yeah. A nice addition.
I got 120 in mine that I run the Windows off of, and it's nice. You'll be amazed how quick it boots.
I think
it's unbelievable.
I think my brother just has like a 64, and all he does is run his OS off of it. But
that's all I do with mine. I just run the OS off of it. And have games on everything else, but a buddy of mine runs WoW off of it,
SSD.
And it runs really well. So,
that's all I've been playing. You guys want to move to news?
Yeah, we'll move on.
Sounds
to news.
Good to me.
Yeah, we got a bunch of news to go through, so we'll start off. There was a couple of older stories that I still wanted to touch on that I thought was real interesting. A few weeks ago at the SW, the South by Southwest, they had a panel analyst, a market analyst panel, and they were predicting that Xbox and PlayStation 4 games would retail at $70 or more this year.
Well, jump's got to come eventually.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Boo.
Well,
boo.
Yeah.
How about $50 games? That's what we want again.
Well, yeah, you remember back when the Dreamcast was out, you know, it was $40 was the most expensive game you could buy. And then when they jumped to $60, it was like, no. And now it's like $70.
Well, whatever. We can't complain that much. I mean, Nintendo 64 games were expensive, and there were some Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis games that were very, very expensive.
Well, that's
like
true.
$70 or $80.
This
so.
Just makes me not want to buy a next-gen platform.
Well, me too.
Yet, still, for a while, if at all, and just stay on PC where it will go on sale fairly quickly.
Exactly.
Much quicker than things drop at, you know, retail for the console side of things.
And you kind of look at things here recently, you know, Dead Space came out 2 weeks later, it was $40 on sale everywhere. Crysis came out 2 weeks later, it was $40 everywhere. And everybody said, it's
$30 right now if you want to get Crysis.
Yeah.
You can get it in some other games on Origin. You can even get the physical copies for $30.
Exactly.
Yeah, half off.
And everybody's saying, it's because the game didn't sell enough. It didn't sell enough. But then the numbers come out and, you know, it sold above expectations. But, you know, and Halo 4 did the same thing. It was, what, $60 for the first 2 or 3 weeks, and then they dropped it to $40, and that's been like the standard price of it forever. I don't know. It kind of ticks me off. I think $60 is more than high enough. Yeah. I mean,
And especially you factor in the amount of hours in a game. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's some little quick action game, 10 hours isn't that great. But, you know, like a game like Skyrim, $60 is more than.
Exactly.
You get your $60 out of entertainment in no time.
Well, plus what aggravates me is you know, they charge you $60 and then they want you to buy this DLC and that DLC and, you know,
Then they got to hose you more.
Exactly. So you end up paying, you know, maybe over $100 for the game in the end if you get all the DLC and stuff for it. Now, if it's multiplayer DLC, I usually don't care. If it's single player DLC, maybe. But, you know, it's like, golly, you know, you're going to charge me $70. And what about these people who buy the strategy guides, too, with them? So you're going to say, well, you know, here's the new Skyrim or Elder Scrolls game. It's $70. Oh, you want the strategy guide? Well, it's only in hardcover. It's $40. So 70, 80, 90, there's 110 already. Don't forget your season pass for your DLC. You know, that's $40 or $30, too. It's like, really?
Yeah. I'll be interested to see if next-gen consoles will get any free-to-play type stuff on there. Because you're starting to see a lot of bigger type free-to-play things on PC and ones that are pretty successful and even, you know, better than some of the ones you pay for.
Right.
So you've got, like, PlanetSide 2 is still running pretty well, and it's one of the most recent successes. It's not the only one by any means. And then you see all the MMOs that go to free-to-play, right, and then they end up doing better than they had with subscriptions and stuff. So I wonder if they'll have any of that come to consoles or not.
It wouldn't surprise me with the way they do microtransactions now.
Yeah.
With games.
And for me, one thing that I've heard that's really cool is, like, you haven't seen it much on the free-to-play stuff now, but if you have, like, say, a multiplayer shooter, the problem with those now is when you have all the DLC come out, you have to pay for it, so it splits the player base into people who buy it and people who don't.
Right.
And the people who buy it is usually much, much, much less. So if you have free-to-play and you say, okay, all the new maps are going to be free when they come out and, you know, they have charged stuff in other places, that means everybody can play on the maps and there will always be people to play and the game will probably last longer.
Right. Well, and the other thing that I thought was funny was GameStop sent me an email the other day, you know, buy BioShock Infinite when it comes out, and don't forget to buy your season pass. It adds 40% more content. I went,
yeah, but 40% more content.
Exactly. But still, I'm like, 40% more content? What the?
40% more hats.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap. 40%
more different colors.
Jeez. And that's, yeah, if it's all, you know, if it's all multiplayer, then who gives up? But, you know, it's like, if it's single player, that's 40% is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we would have to see. I don't know. I'm just, like I said before on other shows, season pass is a little bit weird. But, you know, we'll have to see what the next generation brings. How about, we talked a little bit about this, SimCity problems. EA has realized they kind of goobered things with the launch of SimCity, and they're giving away a few free games. As long as you register SimCity, you buy and register by the 25th of March.
Yep.
They'll give you another game through Origin. There's like Dead Space 3, Need for Speed Most Wanted. And that's about it that are worth getting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Battlefield 3 was Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah, but it's vanilla.
It's vanilla. They're all vanilla.
Yeah, but technically, that's still worth getting if you haven't played it yet.
Because, that's true.
Honestly,
there's still a lot of people. You're right.
Most people are playing vanilla, and anyone who has DSC will still be going back to play vanilla at some point anyway.
Yeah.
So You'll get quite, and the vanilla game has tons in it anyway. So.
Did they ever say why? Did they just not expect the player, their servers to take the player load?
They were just unprepared. That's the only thing I can come up with. They never really came out and said what the problems were, but it had to have been the server issues, just like the
general dumbassery.
Yeah, well, it's like you do with MMOs. When Star Wars Old Republic came out, it was like that. You couldn't get onto any servers, and then they added tons and tons and tons of servers, and then when everybody quit playing, you had to back up everything. Closing servers now. But
and when Diablo 3, same sort of thing came out, they had a lot of problems too. Yeah. Just not prepared for the amount of people that wanted
it. So,
but EA might.
The thing that bugs me about it that's funny is they've tried to claim that, because of the game, it has to be always online because of it's designed that way. And it's really there's a report I read that says, no, they're lying. It really, if you change just a couple things, it could easily be offline.
Exactly.
And it's only there for the DRM purposes. Yep. It has nothing to do. Yep. None of the calculations are going on the servers. It's all on your computer. So it's all pretty much just saving it there.
Right.
And that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
A few other things.
That's it. I'm never buying another EA game again.
Yeah. And it's like and then you hear rumors, and I forgot to add this in the show notes, there was rumor that the new Xbox was going to be always online as well. That if you bought a game, you'd have a registration code and it would have to always be online, and if you weren't online and you tried to play that game, it won't play. I don't think they're really going to do that in a console. It may be something that they publishers could do in a console, but I doubt they would really do something like that.
Maybe on a game might try to do that, but the whole system seems dumb, because you'd think that Microsoft or even Sony would have stats on how many people are on their systems that play offline a lot, and I'm assuming that is a huge portion of players.
I'm sure it would have to be.
Not everybody has great internet connections, et cetera. Not everybody.
Yeah,
wants
and what if
to
you want to put
online?
It? You normally play it somewhere you can be online, but then you take it to a friend's house or you move it to another room for a party or something,
exactly.
And you can't connect to the internet. What are you gonna do then?
It's just changing of the generations and whatnot.
Let's see. We got Walking Dead season 2 is targeted for 2013. Is what Telltale is saying at the moment.
Nice.
Which means I still need to finish season 1.
Oh, come on!
Just buckle down and do it.
It only takes 10 hours.
I've got two episodes left. That just I blame Minecraft
crazier.
For any game that I'm not playing. I blame Minecraft because it's like, what do I want to play? Oh, I want to go play Minecraft.
Yeah.
That's what it usually goes.
Telltale is really good about giving out review copies too, and they just emailed me a review copy without even me responding or anything.
Right.
So
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get another review copy. If not, I'll buy it. Well, it's a great game. I definitely would buy it.
I even rented it on Redbox last weekend for PlayStation 3 and beat it just to get the platinum. So.
Well, hey, speaking of The Walking Dead, looks like the Vita is also getting it.
Yes, they're going to get...
that'll be kind of cool with the touch controls, right?
Yeah, well, it'll be season 1. They haven't said if it's going to be season 2 yet. They're assuming it will be. But yeah, it could be pretty cool if they use some of the touchscreen stuff and things like that with it. Would be really cool. I'm anxious to see it on the Vita. I'll probably pick up at least... one episode to try.
I may
join Gamefly again and try to get it from them for a little while, but I liked it a lot. Apparently I've played it twice on two different systems now, so still have it on PC that I have to play too. So
it's good on PC, let me tell you. It's top notch.
But it's kind of nice to see a little bit of love coming to the Vita. Especially with those games, because it'd be fun just to play for a few minutes and turn off your system and go do something, if you're on the run or something like that. Hopefully they'll do some kind of cross save thing with the PlayStation 3 and the
that's kind of cool.
And the,
so you could pick it up and play it later.
Yeah,
maybe
I would like to see that.
Maybe cross buy if you already own the PS3 version.
Yeah, that'd be all right. The cross save thing is really cool with me, because I really like the Sly Cooper game. I can play it on the Vita and then come back and play it on the PlayStation 3 exactly where I left off by just saving it to the cloud. That's really cool. So if they would do more like that with the PlayStation 3 games, I would be more apt to play on the PlayStation 3 probably. But it's cool.
So what else? What else do we have? Looks like we have some other exciting news. Thief 4 is coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever played any of the other Thief games.
Yes. Yeah. I went nuts when I heard this. I was like,
it's going to be official.
Yep. Yeah.
They teased this like 3 or 4 years ago about a Thief 4 that they were making one, and then nothing. They had like a concept logo or something where we can said, yeah, we're working on it, and then nothing until now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, finally, they didn't cancel it. It is going to be a game. I'm excited.
Yeah, it was on the Game Informer was where I was reading a lot of it.
Who's the thing? I forget who's developing it, because looking at
people who did Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Oh.
Human Revolution.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I really like that. I thought they did a good job of bringing back sort of the old franchise and doing it well so that it was kind of, you know, similar to the old style game. Why people liked it. They still had that there, but they updated it as well. So I'm really excited to see that they do the same thing for Thief, because Thief 1 and 2 I love to death. Thief 3 is also really good. So I'm hoping this one continues the trend.
Yep. Oh, and
it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
And
it'll probably be a lot like, I hope it'll be like Dishonored kind of. Really,
yeah,
like that game.
I did too.
But yeah, it's going to be that sort of level style, that and, you know, Deus Ex, where it's a lot more open as far as being able to complete things the way you want. One thing I really hope they bring back is the way they did difficulty in the first two Thieves in the Thief games, where it wasn't necessarily that much harder because you're not fighting as much in those games. It's not like, oh, they take more damage and give more damage because, you know, you're pretty much screwed even on easy.
Right.
What they did was they added more objectives. So like on easy, you'd usually, like, if it was a mission, you have to sneak into the mansion and steal the thing, and then you were just done. But then you go up to the next difficulty level, it's like, okay, now you have to go in there, steal the thing, steal an extra, you know, worth amount of loot, and get back out.
Right.
And on hard, you had to get even more stuff and do it all.
Yep.
So I really like how they do that. I hope they do that again, because I think that's a cool way to handle it.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Oh, and for all you NCAA fans, spoiler alert, Wichita State just beat Gonzaga.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alert.
People are listening to these shows like in a couple
of
days.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, that's old news.
Maybe.
Ruin their nights.
If you said spoiler alert for something next weekend, you use your future prognosticating powers, then maybe.
Nah.
But what if someone's listening to this, like, even, you know, months after this? They'll be like, oh, you know, what are you talking about?
You know, it's more exciting than Thief 4, and I can think of one thing that...
I know.
No.
Shenmue 3.
That's right.
Nah, not for me, but that's only because I never played it.
Oh,
so.
Dude.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you are really missing
out. I'm sure it is. I've heard stuff, but I just never had...
It's backwards compatible
on
360, right? If you have the Xbox version, it is backwards compatible,
I think,
right?
So. Yeah, Shenmue 2 is, yeah, I believe.
Not just go get yourself a Dreamcast and...
I still have my old Xbox I could dig out, too, so...
Yeah. Yeah, play it. Yeah, apparently Yu Suzuki they did an interview with a French magazine recently, and he expressed interest in crowdfunding Shenmue 3, so doing like a Kickstarter or something.
I was going to say, he doesn't care anymore. If he has to go broke, he will make it.
Well, the one thing he's going to have to do first is he'll have to get rights from Sega to make it. Because they still own rights to Shenmue.
They should.
I would think so. They seem to be pretty cool about it, and they know how much people go crazy over that game.
And maybe
so.
They can, you know, maybe they can back him or something, or co-publish it, or co-develop it, and so, you know, get a chunk of the money.
I would.
I think people will buy it. What they need
it
to do
be the
is
next big Kickstarter thing.
Put that out
like
in HD remake 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And people
every so often something just takes off on Kickstarter, like, you know, Veronica Mars right now. All so right. Shenmue 3 could be the next one.
Oh man,
who knows?
I would throw some money at it, even if they would do like a Telltale game. You know, maybe they make 5 episodes. You know, every, you know, few months release an episode of it or something. That would be awesome. Yeah, or a chapter, or whatever you want to say, of Shenmue 3.
It's like, would it even work that way?
The original was supposed to, or maybe it was the second game. Either the original or the second game was supposed to be part of a trilogy, and it never came out.
Yeah, well, actually, it was supposed to be, golly, what was it? I want to say it was supposed to be like 5 or 6 games each, but, you know, like, the first Shenmue was just the first chapter, and then the second Shenmue was supposed to be the second, and then they were supposed to have a third and a fourth, but it cost so much money to make. So he crammed like 2 or 3 of the chapters into Shenmue 2. So it was he was going to end up, and then 3 would be the last one. But
yeah, unfortunately, I heard number 2 was one of the reasons Sega had financial problems because the game cost just so much to
make. It was like $70 billion or something like that. It was something insane.
I don't
think
it's that much. It was a lot, though. It was a lot. It was a lot back in 1990.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. Yeah, I got to find out cost.
It was very expensive.
It was, I know.
It was like it's a pretty big, huge game, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much just like tons and tons of content, takes lots of there money to make in time, too, I'm assuming.
Shenmue 1 cost $47 million, the equivalent of $64 million in 2011. In 2001, the Shenmue 2 was planned with a budget of $70 million. And that was equivalent to $95 million in 2011. So, yeah, it's a lot of money for a game. A
little bit of cash.
Yeah, but, you know, Sega had all that Genesis money.
That's all the Genesis money. You mean all the Saturn money?
Yeah, that went away. Yeah, it's all the Saturn. That's where all the Genesis money went, was the Saturn.
It's like
yeah, it happens. But it'd be cool. I would back it. If it come out, I would so back it. So...
What else we got going on for news?
Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag was announced while we were gone.
Ooh, pirates.
Yep, it's all pirates this time. The trailer looked really cool.
Yeah, like, I think everything about this looks cool except for the number 4. Mm-hmm. It should be 3.
Yeah,
it looks cool, like the ship and stuff and the water combat and island hopping. And they say the fast travel is going to be really good too, so you'll be able to quickly move across the map. Okay, I think it sounds like I'm going to just dump Assassin's Creed 3 and just wait for this.
You need to play it. Because this is actually his grandfather, so they're going back.
Yeah, to me, this seems like this should be Assassin's Creed 3 mm-hmm. Black Flag, just like, you know, Assassin's Creed 2 Brotherhood or whatever. It's related to that one. It's not the new big main title. It's sort of a spin-off or something that's related to it. Even though you'll be a different character, it's still related.
Exactly.
To the thing, so it's like, but I just hope this means more naval missions.
Oh, I'm sure.
Since you're a pirate, I'm assuming that they, you know, saw everybody was like, yes, naval missions are fun, so let's do more of those.
I heard there was whaling in it. You could go whaling. PETA was throwing a fit about that.
Well, of course you have to, because, you know, really? You have all the animal hunting from 3. Let's take it into the sea.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I heard a lot of the reason that they went ahead and did 4 instead of going back and doing it like that was I heard that a lot of players did not care for Connor. They didn't like the way he was portrayed at all.
Well, I don't care about Connor stuff. I liked him, but that's not my point. The point is it's not a brand new, completely thing in the franchise like 3 was. You know, okay, this is a brand new thing. We put a whole lot into it. It's our main team. You know, you may not have played the last couple that were kind of a little bit, you know, smaller ones. Play this one. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, it seems like it's just going back kind of the related spin-off thing. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see how I feel when it comes out in the fall or whatever, if I'm still like, okay, I want to play it, or if I'll be like, man, these Assassin's Creed games keep coming out. Do I really want to play it or not?
Every year. Yeah, that's
you'll want to play it. It's hard, though. It's every year makes it tough. Yeah. I mean... they're smart. It's good, but you know, eventually maybe this keeps up might get a little bit burnt out.
Yeah,
but,
they're gonna run it until it goes into the ground.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I already put $5 down on it just to get that cool McFarlane poster that the GameStop had for pre-order. So it's pretty sharp. But I'll end up buying the collector's edition. That's what I always buy with him. I'm a sucker for him.
Yeah, it's a sickness.
It is. It's a bad sickness.
What else do we have? Looks like Beyond Two Souls was dated.
Yep.
To October 8th.
Yeah. This game looks really cool. I've read a lot about it. It's got William Dafoe in it. And
that's it. I don't want to buy it.
What's her name? She was in that Juno movie.
Ellen Page.
Yes, thank you. Golly, I can never remember her name. I just remember her as Juno.
Yeah, this is the one by Quantic Dream.
Yeah, the guys that did Heavy Rain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
I just rebought Heavy Rain. Well, I got it from
Heavy Rain was a really good game.
I got about halfway through it last time, so I'm going to try to finish
it. Yeah, I have not finished it. But it was really good. I probably got about halfway through it too. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be pretty cool. Kind of surprised that they've dated so many big games coming out, you know, around the launch of the PlayStation 4. That one, and one of the interesting things that I'd read online was one of the guys from Sony in an interview dropped a bomb and didn't even think anything about it when he said it. The senior vice president, that Michael Denny, said that this fall Gran Turismo 6 would be out on the PlayStation 3 and not the PlayStation 4.
That's pretty cool. I mean, maybe that'll be the Gran Turismo everybody wanted because everybody was so disappointed by the last
right.
one. It took so
well,
long to come out. But
the thing is with me, and this was coming from a guy who worked at GameStop for 5 or 6 years, Gran Turismo sells systems. I have seen people come in when Gran Turismo 5 came out, and they bought a PlayStation 3 just to get Gran Turismo. So
because it was so big on the first, yeah. on PS1 and PS2.
But, you know, why not just push it back and put it on the 4 instead of the 3? This, you know, the 4 is what you're going to be pushing this summer or this Christmas. It's weird. It's weird. Well, if I had to guess, it's been in production for so long that they just said, you know what, we're going to put it on 3 and not on 4 because we're not going to go
just
back
like
and do
every
it.
Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it's been in production for 6 years. Whenever the last
it'll
come
out. To the PlayStation 4 eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure too. Probably will. But just thought that was kind
of
funny.
Yeah. Speaking of games stuff, I'm excited next week, or, well, this coming week, the 27th, Battlefield 4 is going to be revealed mm-hmm. in a teaser trailer and information official coming out. So there's been all sorts of rumors this past week or two.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And they've been putting out these, like, you know, 5-second teaser things. They've had one that kind of looks like a, you know, it's like a rotor for some sort of sea vehicle. There's rumors on, is it a submarine or is it a torpedo? You know, it's like, no one knows what it is. There's one that's like a tank tread. Yeah, so it's all like, hey, we're trying to get the hype train going. So next week, they're supposed to have a full teaser trailer. I fully expect people to be disappointed because they'll be like, oh, it's just a single-player thing
I'm sure.
that they're showing. Because that's how they always do them. So we'll show a bit of the single-player campaign and then multiplayer later,
right.
which is what everybody plays it for. So
yeah.
We'll see, but it'll be interesting to know. The rumor is they're going to have the Chinese as a faction in it this next time.
Oh,
so.
That'd be cool.
And there's also, I hope it's true, because I think it could be cool in making it seem new, is that they might have 3 factions, so there could be some multiplayer modes with 3 factions in it instead of just 2.
That'd be nice.
But that could just be a rumor, so we'll see next week, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe they'll have the release date of the beta. That's what I've been wondering, is when they're going to start the beta, because isn't that scheduled to come out this fall? Wasn't it?
That's what they've said, maybe, but, you know, it's
it'll probably get pushed where back.
It may or may not. You never know.
We'll see.
But they've been working on it a long time, so they could easily have a beta out by then.
Nice. That'd be cool.
So, I'm curious about the next 2 pieces of news that we're going to talk about.
Oh, the Vita.
Yeah, why are the sales up in Japan? Well, and yes, I'm glad that they're getting, you know, 100 Vita games are coming this year. That's pretty good support.
Yeah.
But I wonder why the sales are up in Japan.
Well,
did they put out a Monster Hunter?
They did a Monster. They did Monster Hunter.
Ding, 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 ding.
And they also did a price drop of it. I think they dropped it $50 or $75. Well, the equivalent of $50 or $75, whatever that is in yen.
Dude, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is, and it outsold the 3DS last month because of it, because of Monster Hunter and the price drop, which they still haven't said. I'm hoping Monster
20,000 yen. Let's figure out
that. Yeah, I think it's $200. I think American, if I remember right. Let me get my. What is that?
Yeah, it's like I don't have a yen converter in my brain.
What is that? That thing that they use to with the dials, the yeah, I don't know.
What?
You know, the little calculator thing with the little metal things on it. Yeah, the Chinese calculators. It was in a little box with lines.
Well,
on
that's
it.
Not right.
Well, anyway, while you're looking up that, yeah, they
it's 200.
Is it? It's $200. Okay. Yeah, and they have said that there's not going to be a price drop in America, which I don't understand that. I'm like, you know, if you want it to sell more, then drop the price of it. Cause,
it's because it's already selling great here, right? Like, no.
No.
Did you? A couple of those games that they've shown for the Vita or that are coming out this year. Well, they have a Killzone game coming
out.
And they have this other RPG that was in Game Informer, but I can't think of it.
Oh, it was Soul Sacrifice. Probably is that.
Yes, that looks
yeah,
kind of cool.
It does. It looks really cool. I think it comes out, I want to say next month, I think it comes out. I don't remember the exact release date. But, yeah, well, you know, they released, when they were talking to one of the guys from Sony at PAX, and, you know, that's where they said that there was going to be, you know, 100 games coming in 2013. You know, now a lot of them are PlayStation Network games and stuff like that. But what I thought was cool was he rambled off some stats. the average Vita user uses their handheld 18.7 hours a week. I could see that. 90% of the Vita owners play the Vita on a regular basis, of course. I would hope so. You pay $250 for it, you should. and it has a satisfaction rate of 86%. So that's pretty good for a system. I mean, it is a fantastic system. There's just not a ton of games on it. But I love mine.
I mean, it's a great way to play your PSP mm-hmm. games and PlayStation 1 games.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know.
You know, they haven't said. I know Hotline Miami was coming out and Lone Survivor and Frozen Synapses and games like that. You know, they haven't said too many, you know, big, real, I don't want to say real games, but you know what I mean. Big titles, like, you know, they haven't said if Monster Hunter is coming over here. Soul Sacrifice will be out, I think, next month. I'm sure Madden will be out and all those kind of games, but it, you know, if they would do a price drop, I could see it starting to get more steam again, but we'll see. I mean, it kind of disappoints me that they haven't done a price drop on it, not for the fact that I already bought one, but for the fact that to get more people out there with it, because it is a fantastic system. That screen is just pretty. One of the other things with the news, which I probably should have said back when we were talking about SimCity, was that EA's Origin now found out at a hackers conference that there is an exploit that allows people to go into the system and take over your computer.
Yes, that's totally what I want to hear.
And
scratch another reason not to use Origin.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even that it's a hard thing or a vulnerability thing. It's just you type in a URL and you can hack it through that way. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But you could actually take over a person's computer and just fill it full of whatever, steal whatever, doing it all through URL pathways. Which is not very cool, which is another reason why I really haven't played SimCity this week, because I haven't even opened Origin. I've left it closed.
The only thing I use Origin for is Battlefield 3, and I'm only doing that through the Battlefield 3 website. Otherwise,
right.
Whatever. Yeah.
But just to let everybody know, run your virus software.
Be careful.
Just in case, because holy fry.
Just to let everybody know, yeah. Somebody could be on your computer. Dot, dot, dot.
Looking at all that porn you're looking at.
You know what? I think we had to skip ahead of this news, because this is probably one of the most important things we have listed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. I know you want to talk.
DuckTales remastered this summer. Everybody cheer. Yeah. Go.
Did you watch the trailer?
Hey, why is it coming to Wii U?
Did you watch the trailer for it? It looks really cool.
I haven't yet.
Dude, you got to watch it. It looks really cool.
It looks really nice.
It does.
Does this mean we'll get other Disney games? Oh, and they're also heard that, speaking of Capcom and DuckTales, they're also bringing their Dungeons & Dragons games, mm-hmm. the arcade ones that were two-player. Yep. I think they had them on the Saturn,
yeah.
too, as well.
I think I've got one.
I will buy those
here.
As well. Take my money now.
I think I have the Saturn version over here somewhere. I have to look through my Saturn games. I have them all put up, but I think I've got that one if I remember right. But yeah, that'll be cool too. Yeah, I'm very excited for the DuckTales game. I showed it to my wife yesterday when the trailer came out. She goes, "I remember playing that on the NES." I'm like, yes, you do.
Isn't it pretty tough too?
Yeah, it was. Back then it was. I haven't sat down and played it since then, you know, since I was like 10 years old, but... It seemed tough at the time, but man, it looks nice now.
I'm sure the price for the cart version of DuckTales 2 and the Game Boy copy are going to go through the roof.
Oh, I'm sure, but I so got to pick that up. I just can't decide. I just can't wait to see if they're going to bring it out on the Vita. If they bring it out on the Vita, then I'll buy it on the PlayStation. But if they're not, I'll probably just buy it on Xbox. But yeah, it'll be cool. I'm hoping they have a Vita version of it. Well, speaking of remastered, Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD remasters is coming to North America. And Amazon already has them up on pre-order for $40.
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm. All in a pack for $40.
It's Amazon.
Which isn't bad. It's going to come on the PlayStation 3, and it will be on the Vita, just like in Japan. Looks really pretty, too. That is definitely one I will buy probably for the Vita. I hope they have some kind of cross-buy for it, but I don't know if they will or not. But
Yeah, I'm not interested at
really?
All.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh, man, I love the Final Fantasy games. They are fun. And these are the Japanese versions that are getting remastered, not the American versions. And there's a little bit of difference in them. I'm not real sure what, but there's a little bit of difference in the game. I like a good role-playing game, though.
The screens look mm-hmm. good.
Screenshots look really good, but I enjoy them. I still have them here somewhere. And I put this next one in here for you, Eric, because it popped up just a little while ago that the full-blown XCOM game will be out on the iPad, iPhone. Don't know if it's coming out on Android or not.
That's still pretty cool. I mean, I would consider buying it again, but it would be pretty cool, you know, if I still had an iPhone or when I get the iPhone again, just to have it, you know, play a little bit casually here and there. I could do that. I hear it's going to be it's probably going to be at least $10.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
That's good, though. I mean,
well, what I'm more for a game like I'm that, more interested in is how big is this going to be?
Yeah, it's okay. You filled up your entire phone.
Yeah, I mean,
this 5 gigabyte game. Oh no!
Jeez, you know, if it's the PC version is like 20 gigs, so how much was how much is it going to be?
Yeah, well, I mean, the phone version you can have the higher res assets in it, so you can crunch that down a bit. But still, it's going to be a lot because there's a lot of stuff in there.
There is, but that's pretty cool though. If they can get the whole version of the game on an iPad or an iPhone, that's pretty sweet.
I bet it'd be awesome on iPad.
Mm-hmm. It probably would be.
The iPhone, I don't know. It seems like it might be okay, but you wouldn't want to play it too much that way because the screen's just too small.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. It would be really...
Well, maybe if you could use if you had the iPad or the iPad Mini and use the external keyboard.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
True. Mm-hmm. Could be able to do that.
I mean, the iPad, I think, would be about right size or whatever, but the iPhone is just kind of like, well, it's a little too small.
That would be cool. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
My mic didn't look like it was working anymore, so okay.
Looks like the retro, or...
It's called...
How do you say that? This is supposed to be the Retro N4? Am I reading
that
right? Whatever Hyperkin's next console
retro
is.
Retro N4. Yep. It's the Hyperkin announces the Retro N4. What it is it's a console that will play Super NES, NES, Genesis, and Game Boy Advance games.
It's pretty cool because before it had been like Nintendo, Sega, and Super Nintendo, but adding the GBA is interesting.
Right.
And it's supposed to have Bluetooth controllers as well as use the original controllers and HDMI out. I would be interested, you know.
And it looks like it comes in red and gray.
Yep, that's what the picture
says. If it's under $70, I'd be interested.
Yeah.
More than $70, I'll have to wait.
Yeah, then I guess it's supposed to be unveiled, I guess, today. It says it unveiled at the Midwest Gaming Classic Trade Show in Wisconsin on March 23rd. Well, that's today, but I haven't, I haven't heard anything else on the internet about it. So, it looks really cool. I would like to have that.
Well, the Retro N3 was $60. Ugh, I imagine this one's going to be more.
Hold up, what the?
It might. I don't know.
Here, let me look really
Apparently
quick.
It's going to be the Retron 5.
Yeah.
And they're skipping forward.
Well, that's weird.
To this story from 6 hours ago.
Oh. I did not see that.
We'll have to maybe look into that more.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to. I missed that one somewhere.
Yeah,
I thought it was cool. I'm all about retro games, so, you know. All right.
Yeah, that's definitely something that could be good if you have a bunch of old, stuff lying around and you're either don't have the old console anymore or the one you have is dodgy.
Right. And see, I have mine, but I don't always pull them out all the time. So it would be cool to have just one.
Also, sometimes the connecting to a new TV with an old console is difficult. So if that makes it easier that way, it could also be worth it.
Yeah,
it plays Game Boy Color and Game Boy games and Famicom games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it plays all import games.
It's got 5 cartridge slots. That's crazy.
You mean it only does everything?
Yes.
It only does everything I need it to do?
It really does.
Does it also cook me toast and make me breakfast?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be nice. All you need for the next-gen consoles to make them worth it is like, you can play your games, but it makes bacon.
Ooh, bacon.
You're cooking bacon while, playing 360. It's getting, the console's getting hot, or the Xbox 720, it's getting hot enough.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would. All right. So, tell us about this Retronauts Kickstarter, Eric. You're the one who put that up there.
Okay.
I don't know a whole lot about it.
Retronauts is a pretty popular podcast. It was part of the One Up thing, but as we all know, One Up is being kind of closed. Retronauts is one of their big podcasts. Very popular, but the show hosts have decided that they want to do another. They want to keep the show going for another year, so they're doing Kickstarter. They wanted to get 12 grand. It's been like 2 days, and they got like 16 grand already. They still have some prizes, really cool stuff like shirts, DVDs. If you chip in enough, I think it's more than $100. You could even be on the show.
They're at 24 grand now.
Holy cow, I only looked a few hours ago. Yeah, Retronauts, I love that. That is probably one of my favorite podcasts next to like our podcast, of course, and the Cake Cast. But, you know. Retronauts is always very entertaining. They do a great job of like getting everything to flow together.
They always had a lot of cool interviews and stuff too, I always thought.
Yeah, they always do. And they had that one episode about like all about the history of Resident Evil and Silent Hill. That was fantastic. Yeah. So they know what they're doing.
Nice.
Hopefully. And it'll be cool. So,
all right, cool.
What do we got for new releases, you guys?
Bioshock Infinite, Army of Two, Devil's Cartel will be out this week as well. Tiger Woods 14, if anybody plays golf, yawn. Final Fantasy 11 Ultimate Collection comes out this week for all you MMO fans. It's playing a 9-year-old.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Another release of Final Fantasy 11?
Does Army of Two should have co-op?
Yes,
that might be a Redbox rental. I could play that with a couple
of
friends.
It's all about that game's always been about co-op. So
yeah, I was like, that's a co-op game from the first one on.
Yeah, they're not that great though. I mean, they're entertaining, but beyond being a rental,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're okay. The first one was good. I don't think I ever played the second one, actually, now that I think about it. I know I played the first one, but don't remember anything about the second one if I played it.
No, it's only two-man co-op.
Yeah. That's usually what it is. That's what it was last time.
Well, it's Army of Two. You can't have four people.
What Army of Two? I mean, that's one of the reasons why we played Aliens a couple weeks. Or I mentioned this last show, Colonial Marines, is because we were able to do three-man co-op.
Right.
Was it a great game? No. In fact, I don't recommend buying it.
I heard they just brought out a big patch for that corrected some of the stuff. So
It already went away.
Yeah.
To Best Buy. Yeah.
I don't blame you. I didn't even look at
couldn't.
It.
I just couldn't. Yeah. The multiplayer was kind of fun, but I just couldn't.
Hmm. All right. Well, anything else? Oh, Nathaniel, what are your feelings on the PlayStation 4? since you didn't get to be around last time to talk about it. Anything you want to touch on with that? Any feelings that you have about it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not fresh in my mind, so I'm not remembering any of the new stuff on it. I like that. I don't know. Some people were wondering, why didn't they show the hardware? But that just makes sense. It's like lots of times they hold the box back. It's just the box. Right. Who cares? It's going to be a black box probably.
That hopefully won't melt.
So, yeah, it's like, who cares? Yeah, as long as it works and it's not going to melt down, who cares exactly what the box looks right. like? You're not, it, you know, if you're going to get it, you're not going to care. If they make it hot pink and look like the Energizer Bunny,
right.
It'd be dumb, but you'll still probably buy it and just like hide it somehow so you can still play your PlayStation 4 game.
Right.
But,
well, you know.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. The specs sound good. You know, it's going to have plenty of RAM and stuff in it so that, you know, some multiplayer games will be able to do higher player counts and you'll be able to do more things in memory at once. So,
you know,
it'll be cool.
That...
It doesn't seem like it's a huge, huge, huge leap, though, in sort of specs. But, you know, still they'll be able to, you know, crank out stuff pretty well since, you know, just like they always do on consoles, it's a closed system, so eventually they learn how to squeeze everything out of it.
Right.
So
exactly
nothing, you know, yet that makes me want to get it, just because it's like I still want to know about games. So the few little things they did show, it's like, yeah, okay, there's some games coming for it.
You know what the most important thing is though, besides the specs, does it make bacon?
Well, if it gets hot enough it will. If it gets as hot as the other ones it will.
Barbecuing a steak on there, cooking a steak.
All you got to do is just.
So yeah, without having all that stuff right in front of me, that I'm probably forgetting a whole bunch of the stuff that they said. That's about all I think about.
Now, the controller looks interesting, and some of the other stuff. But I always remember when the PS3 came out, and they're talking about it's going to have two LAN ports and four HDMI ports. Like, really? What am I going to need all that stuff for?
Yeah, like, why? What are you going to?
Because they can.
Why would they think they would do that for? Like, what are you going to do? Pick it up to four TVs?
That is the one good thing about Sony, though. They will put features in their consoles just for that. Like, hey, we're going to throw this in
here.
Well,
back then.
And if you use it, cool. If not.
You know, back when the PlayStation 3 first came out, who would have, you know, you never would have thought you'd had two or three high def televisions in your house. And now I've got three. So it's like, okay, I could use two more HDMI ports on the back of PlayStation and. Hook two TVs up.
Why?
You could do.
It doesn't matter how many TVs
you
have.
You could do dual screen on it, like I do on my computer. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that would be cool. I don't think of that. I was thinking of Well, does it matter if you hook it up to two screens? It's not like you can play two games at once.
No, but I'm thinking.
Instead of split screen, Okay, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah, because that's what I always like about you. See those big PC builds that everybody does with dual screens and or triple three screens, and then you're looking at a race
car. Well, there's a reason for that, too. It's like you can have multiple monitors to put different windows and stuff, which for the console wouldn't
quad screen,
quite as much, at least with the PlayStation 3.
Well, and that's what I had seen Gran Turismo 5 running on three LCD televisions, and you could you could look to your left and right and see what was going on beside you and stuff, you know. That stuff is awesome, but who's got that kind of money? I mean, really.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I thought was interesting about the PS4 is revealing hardware and all that stuff. It's like, hey, we're not having a new Cell processor this time. Yeah. We're talking about how we're trying to make it easy for developers, so we'll see if it actually is true when it comes down to it. But yeah, I'm sure the developers, if that is true, will definitely like that, because I know there was some learning curve when PlayStation 3 came out. They're like, oh, this is... And you know, you still have games now that have trouble with the PlayStation 3, partly because of how the hardware works.
Yep.
You are. Like Bethesda games never seem to work right.
Yeah, this next generation, supposedly it's going to be easier to develop for. You know, based off PC architecture, so...
Yeah, it seems like it's based on what, like, the parts they say that's in it, that, like, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if the Xbox does the same thing, I assume it will.
I'm sure they will. So. I doubt there's going to be a big line difference between systems this time, so...
I'll be interested to see when we actually hear anything on the new Xbox, if they're going to wait all the way to E3, if they'll do something before
that. I hear April. That's the rumor I hear, is April.
Well, April's coming up.
I don't know when, but...
A couple weeks away.
Well, is there any sort of trade shows or something in April, or are they just going to do their own thing?
I don't know. There's no trade shows that I can think of. I think this is the last one.
It could go either way, because, trade shows is like, you know, that happens some, but then Microsoft's been known to do their own things before, too, so you never know.
I don't know. We'll see. Anything else? Anybody got anything else? Anything else going on?
Nope. I got nothing else.
Neither. All right. Well, if we got nothing else, Eric, why don't you close us out? Tell the fine folks how to get a hold of us.
Okay. You guys can get a hold of us. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is at capital G-O underscore podcast. The site is at Gaming Outsiders. John is at JC Meadows 94. And I'm at Cube, K-U-B-E 00.
Yep.
You can also call us. Can't forget that. At 206-203-4087. But we usually just get spam phone calls.
So. Yep. Faxes. That's my favorite. Spam faxes. All right. Yeah. Gotta love it. All right, guys. Well, if we've got nothing else to talk about, we're going to get out of here. And hope you guys have a good week. We will catch you guys next week, and hopefully we'll have some big... more news out of PAX before it's all said and done. We're hoping anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next week. We'll see you later.
See you guys later.
Thanks for listening.